Michael Morales Torres para Lucha Libre Online y El Calce junto a mí, directamente desde Impact Wrestling y futuramente Total Nonstop Option Wrestling o TNA, porque vuelven a su marca original. Moose llega acá a Lucha Libre Online. Man, it's an honor to have you back here at LLO. How are you doing today, sir?
I am doing well.
Glad to know you're doing well. The first question is an obvious one. Impact made a huge announcement, and that's everyone is talking about. It's not going to be Impact Wrestling anymore. After years of dedicating to that trademark and that branding, the company's going back to its original roots, to where everything started, and to what is known as the Eternal Branding, which is Total Nonstop Action Wrestling, or TNA. How does it feel to be back to the roots, and how do you took the announcement? Where were you? Who notified you regarding all that?
I found out when all you guys found out. The only people who knew about it was the people who was in the actual video that let the world know that it was happening. And it's probably a good thing that they didn't let me know, because I probably would have told everybody. So, yeah, but I was very excited, and I think is a huge boom in the wrestling industry. Is a huge boom to our locker room, to our morale. Even though the morale was going excellent anyway, it just adds an extra oomph to it. And I'm looking forward, and I'm proud to be in the first main event of the restructured, rebranded company now called TNA. And hopefully I leave with the win, so I could be the first ever, not first ever, obviously, but the new champion under the TNA rebranding. Actually, I would be a two-time TNA world champion.
Man, how important is TNA for Moose? Because we know you've worked on the both branding, but TNA is definitely special. It's what we grew up watching. It's the pro wrestling that was originally the alternative that became the option. Like, I woke up every single day in the morning, because my parents didn't left me to stay very, very late. But back then in Spike TV, my dad recorded it. And man, that was everything I waited for. The pay-per-views, everything. Obviously, the six-sided ring is not coming back, or that's what we read. But the TNA branding, how important is for Moose and your startings and your beginnings inside the industry?
It's very important, because, I mean, when I first signed to Impact Wrestling, it was called TNA. Yeah. And it's only a few of us in this locker room who's worked underneath the TNA brand, and I happen to be one of them. And but I think when I signed to TNA 7.5 years ago, we was pretty much a dying company. It was we was on life support, where now, with the help of Anthem Sports and Scott DeMore and Ed Norholm, we have rebuilt this company and made it as strong as it is. And now getting the chance to work for TNA again, I'm very excited for it, because it's definitely different than when I first came in. We have a great group of guys in our locker room. We have a great group of leaders. We have probably the best, I would say, in my opinion, the best locker room for pro wrestling. And I can't wait to see what this locker room do underneath that new brand in TNA Wrestling.
Let's elaborate on those words, quote-unquote, was a dying company before. Obviously, Impact had tough moments, like every single company all around the world, every corporation. But this year, and basically after the pandemic, everything went up. Like, every single building is sold out. Everyone is talking about the product. Everyone is checking the pay-per-views. Everyone is checking the weekly programming. The change from Twitch to YouTube, in my opinion, was a mega plus. Among many other things that the company has done to put the company in the right pathway. Under your perspective as an athlete and as an employee as well for Impact, you're a person that signed a new multi-year contract when you had other options. Obviously, the decision was a wise one, because right now the company's at its peak right now, as it was, prior to multiple years. Do you think that what you are doing currently as a company in terms of in-ring performance, in terms of spotlighting the knockouts, is that what's working for the fans? Or is it just, hey, we have a very hungry locker room with a unified mentality of taking the boat basically towards the shore, and the shore is success? Like, what changed regarding the mentality, and what can you say was the key behind this late success for Impact in the last 3 years easily?
I mean, I think we had, I mean, it's just not one thing. It's a few things that has put us in this position we're in now. It's obviously the leaders in the office with Scott DeMoy and Ed Nauheim, and other people I can't mention, Len Asper, it's the leadership of those guys. And then it's the guys and girls in our locker room who always put their best foot forward every day or every show that we have to bring you guys a great product. And I think with us doing our part and those guys and Len and Ed and Scott doing their part, that's why we've had all the success. And we're going to continue having all the success because we all have one goal in mind, and to have the best company and to put out the best shows in professional wrestling. I think that's one common goal, and as long as we all share that passion, we're going to keep the ball rolling.
Perfect. Man, Impact has been everywhere as of lately. We saw Australia, we saw the United Kingdom, Mexico as well on November. But up next, in just a few days, you'll have the opportunity to perform with IPWF in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, specifically at Santino Marella's Battle Arts Academy. Interesting project. Great talent coming out there as well to other companies. How important for you is to have the opportunity to perform in Canada again, obviously? IPWF, why can't we expect from you and Impact Wrestling in this new chapter in Canada?
IPWF is one of those shows that you get to see your favorite wrestlers from Impact, from TNA Wrestling, play characters that you would never think of that they could play. Myself playing a DJ from a DJ from Run DMC era, to other guys playing a bomber or woodchuck or whatever his profession is, to one guy being a cowboy, to guy being a pizza man, to another guy being a French painter. So it's just something entertainment. It's pure entertainment. I don't think you come to the show expecting 450s and Canadian destroyers and all that, because in the 60s, none of those moves was invented. So I think you come to these shows expecting pure entertainment and laughing and happiness, and that's what you're going to get. And that's what, honestly, these are my favorite times of the year when we do these shows, because it's less brutality on my body and more entertainment for the fans.
And if you allow me, I'll say something very quick in Spanish. Eso va a ser el 11 de noviembre directamente en Don Koloff Arena en Toronto, Ontario, Canadá, conocido también como el Battle Arts Academy de Santino Marella, IPWF. Junto a Impact Wrestling presentan un show completamente enfocado en lo que fueron las top stars de los 80. Y van a tener la oportunidad de adquirir los boletos directamente en impactwrestling.com. También está disponible en revelry.ca/event. Ahí lo pueden buscar. Pero más fácil si van a impactwrestling.com o hacen clic aquí a la parte de abajo para los boletos. De igual manera, van a estar presentándose el 9 de diciembre en, también en el Don Koloff Arena en Toronto, con Final Resolution de Impact Wrestling el 9 de diciembre. Para ese también los boletos a la venta en impactwrestling.com. Y posteriormente se van a estar presentando en el evento Hard to Kill, ya esta vez bajo la marca TNA. Primer evento de la marca TNA en esta generación, el 13 de enero. Va a ser en The Palms, en Las Vegas, en Nevada. Van a tener también eso el 13. Y el 14 de enero tienen Snake Eyes directamente allí también en Palms, en Las Vegas, en Nevada. Para ese específicamente, si estás en el área de Las Vegas, 13 y 14 de enero, los boletos están disponibles en Ticketmaster. So I was saying in Spanish, you guys have a very, very complicated schedule for the next couple of weeks, because you're going to Canada twice, basically, back to back in different months. November and December. You just mentioned the IPWF show, but you as well are coming back for Final Resolution on December 9th. And as well, we're going to have Hard to Kill in Las Vegas, Nevada under the TNA branding. Let's talk about Final Resolution first. It's the last show for the Impact Wrestling branding under this brand. How are you feeling? Are you getting emotional regarding this? Are you happy with the change from Impact to TNA? Like, what are your thoughts regarding the last event under the Impact flag?
I don't think I'm going to be. I'm not a real emotional guy. I just live in the moment. And I mean, Final Resolution is going to be a great pay-per-view because Impact Wrestling, we tend to pull the best pay-per-views out of every company out there. But like you mentioned, it is our last pay-per-view under the Impact Wrestling umbrella. So we're going to go out with a bang, and I'm sure we all going to have that in mind and we're going to use that to put a special memorable show for it being our last Impact Wrestling show.
Speaking of, we're going to start a new era on January 13 and 14 with both events, Hard to Kill and Snake Eyes. Moose, TNA is coming back. Everyone is excited. Everyone is talking about. Posts are viral everywhere. Every single video of TNA on Facebook for some reason has over 500,000 views. And everything is drastically growing in terms of everyone knows TNA is coming back. So Hard to Kill is the event. Everyone is going to be for sure putting its eyes on them. What's your message to the audience out there so they can support both the last event for Impact and as well the first event for the TNA branding, both available on Fight TV or pay-per-view?
Make sure don't miss it because like Final Resolution, like you said, is the last pay-per-view under the Impact Wrestling umbrella. So it's definitely going to be a special one. And then Hard to Kill is the first pay-per-view, major pay-per-view under the TNA brand, and you definitely don't want to miss that. There's going to be a lot of surprises, and hopefully I'll leave Las Vegas the new TNA world champion, and which will make me a two-time TNA world champion.
Man, it's been an absolute honor to have you here as our guest. For purpose of time, we'll need to wrap up, but I do appreciate having Moose here. And as well, thank you to Ross for the opportunity, man. We hope everything goes well in the shows in Canada for IPWF and as well Final Resolution, and wish you success in Hard to Kill. Let's hope the next time you're here back on Lucha Libre Online, you'll be with that big-ass shiny belt that you used to have in the past as well. We remember what you did to Josh Alexander. You made a lot of people cry, including children. So let's hope to see more of Moose on the top scene again. Let's wrap this up, pero en español, Moose y Michael Morales Torres para Lucha Libre Online, la marca número uno de pro wrestling y combat sports en el mundo.